Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Japan Top 10. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10, with this episode being the topic of the top 20 summer-based Japanese songs. In Japan, summer kicks off with Tsuyu, the rainy season, for most of June before paving the way for the two hottest months of the year, filled with summer fireworks, hanabi, Furin, wind chimes, creating a soundtrack of Japanese summers for centuries, and maybe even some somen nagashi, somen-style noodles, flowing down a bamboo slide.
Though this year's summer might sound a little different, with festivals perhaps hard to come by, but with Japan Top 10's playlist, we can have a little summer celebration wherever we may find ourselves. So get your yukata on, your choco banana, ramune, or watame close at hand as we turn up the volume and enjoy some summer sunshine, J-pop style. My name is Eric.
And this is Anna. And we'll start off your top 20 countdown. Our annual listener survey is now up. We would like to know your opinion of our podcast, and in return, we will award a random survey entrant a free $50 gift card to a retailer of their choice. For details, visit our website at jtop10.jp. And while you're filling that up, we're at number 10 with Asaka and their song Shiny Days from 2016.
Number 10.
Sushi,
Asaka is from Nagoya, and she made her debut in 2016 with the release of her first single, Open Your Eyes, which was used as the ending theme to the 2016 anime series, Occultic 9. She made her first US appearance at Anime Boston in 2018.
Shiny Days has to be the sunniest theme, fitting adorable anime series Laid-Back Camp perfectly. A story of friendships within a school camping club, which was adapted by C-Station, the anime was co-financed and licensed by Crunchyroll. A short anime titled Heia Camp aired in 2020, as well as a live-action drama series in Japan on January 9th, 2020. A second anime season is due to premiere in January 2021, and a film is in production.
I just wanted to add that this song made me imagine myself being alone at home and singing and dancing throughout the house, kind of similar to what she had at the beginning of that music video.
Oh, me and my cat were dancing throughout the entire apartment to this song.
That's very fitting. I can imagine that very nicely.
At number 9 from 2007, it's Sid with Natsukoi.
Number 9.
So while you listen to this song, make sure you pop open a bottle of something chilled, whether Ramune in my case, or maybe something stronger in yours. SID is a four-member rock band signed with major label Ki-Un Records. They formed as a visual kei band in May 2003 by vocalist Mao and bassist Aki, though officially in 2004 when Shinji and Yuya joined. SID made their major debut with their 11th single, Monochrome No Kiss, on October 29th, 2008.
You definitely need that drink, because when I was watching the music video, I was so thirsty. I was so annoyed. Like, I was like, I don't have a drink near me, and this song is so refreshing, and it really makes you thirsty. So that's just a heads up.
What's your favorite? Are you a Ramune fan?
I don't think I've had that before.
The little marble on the top, and then you like...
Oh, that one where you pop it.
Yeah.
I've only tried it once, and it was really good, so maybe I should keep trying it.
I've had it twice. One was an official disaster with Ramune everywhere.
Oh.
And the second, the melon flavor is really good.
True. I remember when I had it for the first time, I had no idea how to like move the marble. And my friend's like, figure it out. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm like shaking it. And then he's like, you probably shouldn't shake it. I'm like, you're right.
No, Ramune is the official drink of like anime conventions everywhere.
That makes so much sense. I mean, they even draw it in the anime, so.
Absolutely.
Natsu Koi appears on the album Sentimental Macchiato from 2008, which is SID's fourth album. And the second release from the album, After Smile, released in April 2007.
I can't wait for cafes to open so I can order myself a Sentimental Macchiato.
Oh, true. They're so good.
If you thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
Just like your hosts on this episode.
Yes, we're anything if exemplary.
All right, well, is it really summer if you don't listen to at least one Wanima song? They're at number 8 with their 2019 song, Natsu no Dokokae.
Number 8.
Wanima are from Kumamoto and formed in 2010. They were signed to Pizza of Death Records in 2014.
Bring on the kakigori and watermelon, and all I want to do is fill the air with a little pop punk courtesy of Wanima. I like every single anime I've ever seen. All I want to do, like, they have the best looking watermelon I've ever seen in the summer. And I want to play that game where they like blindfold each other and like they have to hit it with a stick to break it.
I didn't even know that was a real game, but they do make watermelon seem really delicious in anime. I think it's Kaichoa made. Her sister wins all these watermelons and she has no idea what to do with it. But she like eats it and then she goes poof, 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 to like get rid of the seeds. It's so cute.
Yes. Nazu no Kodoroke was first released on the band's EP Summer Trap and later included on the album Coming At Ya from 2019. The EP and album also included the gong theme for the anime One Piece Stampede.
And this song was used as the Mitsuya Cider 2019 commercial song. The music video is about the members' childhood memories of summer festivals.
Like, it's not even my childhood, but just like being indoors all day, I just want some sort of like summer festival to just walk down and like look at fireworks and eat from a food stall.
That's funny because tomorrow is supposed to be Canada Day and we're technically not supposed to go out and watch fireworks. We're supposed to watch it on a TV, which I don't understand how that makes it any different than going to the fireworks with your car. But I actually have never been to an official summer festival, but this really made me want to like go to an amusement park and play those little games that cost you a lot of money if you don't win.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was a kid, growing up in Texas, we had like state fairs and like county fairs all over the summer. So you'd always go and like have like a bunch of like carnival rides to ride, terrible food to eat. It's where I had my first ever and only ever fried Milky Way bar, or fried Mars bar if you're from another country, with ice cream. And then I immediately rode a Ferris wheel right afterwards. It was a terrible idea, but I just want to do it again because I just want the option. So at number 7, we have Yureru Omae from 1993.
Number 7.
Thank you.
This song is the eighth single from the band and was released on the 19th of May 1993 under B. Graham Records label. Zard were a pop rock group, which originally had five members with lead vocalist Izumi Sakai as the only constant member.
The single debuted at number one and remained there for 2 whole weeks, charting for 20 weeks, becoming the second highest selling single in Zard's career. Izumi Sakai was the best-selling female recording artist of the 90s.
When she sadly passed, Yuraru Omoi was voted her second-best song on Oricon after her sixth single, Makenaide.
It was included on the second disc of her 25th anniversary album, part of the Early Summer Collection, with music by Tetsuro Oda and arranged by Masao Akashi. The album was released on the same day as Zard's debut single, Goodbye My Loneliness.
You should join our Patreon Donors Club if you want to hear up to double the amount of songs on this episode alone. Join our Patreon Donors Club starting at only $1 a month. For details, see our website at jtop10.jp/club.
Next in the countdown, we have a sweet pop rock song from 2010. At number 6, it's Tayo to Kimi ga Egaku Story by Scandal.
Number 6. Sakamichi no aida ari e na
This is the sixth major single, ninth overall, released by the pop rock band Scandal, formed in high school in August 2006.
The band have performed theme songs for several anime series, including Shoujo S and Harukaze for Bleach, and Shunkan Sentimental for Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
This song was used as a theme song for the summer events Natsu Saka's 2010 Akasaka Big Bang and Utsunomiya Hanabi Taikai 2010.
The B-side, Koshi Tantan, was used in the anime science fiction film Loops Garus, in which Scandal also featured as cameos. At number 5, from 2008, we have Yui with the appropriately titled Summer Song.
Number 5.
This is the 12th single by the pop singer-songwriter. It was released on July 2, 2008 and was included in her fourth album, Holidays in the Sun, from 2010.
In interviews with Japanese magazines, Yui said she finished the song 3 years before its release. The song was delayed until July 2, 2008 for a summer release. She said she wanted to create an image of longing to go to the sea and wanting to get by with my own ability, recollecting memories of her past summers. Which is actually how I kind of felt while listening to the song. Like, I wanted to just be by myself walking outside and enjoying the summer breeze.
Yeah, it's definitely something I didn't realize I missed until I missed it. I miss, like, over in Texas, we have like, it takes like 16 hours to get to the beach from where I was on the opposite side of the state.
Oh my
but
gosh.
I do kind of miss like the seaside smell of the air, or the seaside smell in the air rather. And I kind of miss just being on a beach. I live in the Midwest now and we do have beaches by lakes, but it's not quite the same thing.
I totally agree. If you've ever been to the Toronto beaches, it's not exactly the beach you'd imagine, especially the water or the smell. But if you go a little north where the water's a little cleaner and the beach looks more like a beach,
it's just maple syrup.
It's like, it's totally different, but I totally get what you mean by wanting to have that sea smell. I at least want the heat and, you know, being able to cool down and then in natural water. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Just to even put your feet in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's been some temperatures where I'm literally like, this is beach weather. I need to be at the beach, but I can't.
The limited edition includes a special postcard of Yui with a message written by her and an original summer calendar card with a sticker with a picture of Yui on it and a bonus DVD.
The actors in the music video had also starred in Yui's Laugh Away and Gloria music videos, with model Anri Okamoto playing the leading actress and Hayashi Kento playing the leading actor. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? Well, if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. That's Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Shoutouts to Haley. She's awesome.
And speaking of awesome, at number four, we have Mrs. Green Apple with Samama Festival from 2016.
Number four.
Bye.
Mrs. Green Apple is a 5-member rock band from Tokyo, and they made their major debut in 2015 with EMI Records. Known for performing the ending theme to the anime series Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc V, as well as single Inferno, which was the opening theme for the anime Fire Force.
A loud and cheery summer anthem, Samama Festival was the band's second single. It was released in two versions, a limited CD-DVD edition and a regular CD edition. And it was also used as an opening theme from the show Musicru TV.
The song's music video lives up to the title as the band plays in a swimming pool along with shots of children playing with water guns and making shaved ice. And they also do this combined choreographed dance for some of the song, which you could totally learn if you are not able to work right now because it's really cute. And I was like trying to learn it as I was watching it.
If you're not able to work right now, just do something really good and just learn that dance.
And if you like haven't been able to motivate yourself to exercise, that's like the best way to start.
And all I want right now is shaved ice.
That's true. Have you had an ice cream truck go by?
No, not really. My wife and I were walking by a frozen custard store, and we were like, oh man, it's so close to ice cream. It's all we really want. I do remember though, shaved ice, like when I was a kid playing like Little League, was like chunky pieces of ice with like terrible grape flavoring in a paper cone that never held it all in time for you to eat it. It always just dripped right through. And it was a terrible experience, but like it's such a really great memory to think about, especially now.
Yeah, shaved ice is slightly impractical, but a lot of desserts in the summer just are there for your cooling
now,
down.
Do y'all have proper snow cones in Toronto? Like I'm talking like powdery smooth.
I have no idea, to be honest. I've never tried to have that. We do have a lot of dessert places, so maybe if I venture around when everything opens up again.
So at number 3, it's Radwimps, your favorite and mine, with Sparkle from 2016.
Number 3.
Mada kono sekai wa boku o kai narashite tai mitai da nozomi dori daro. 美しくもがくよ互いの砂時計眺めながらキスをしようよさよならから一番遠い場所で待ち合わせよ. Thank you. 遥か彼方へ問い合って千年周期を一日で生きしよう。ある言葉で出来上がった世界を憎んだ万華鏡の中で八月のある朝君は僕の前で歯に噛んで澄ましてみせたこの世界の教科書肩さえも君の匂いがした歩き方さえもその笑い声がしたいつか消えてなくなる君のすべてをこの目に焼き付けておくことはもう権利なんかじゃない義務だと思うんだ。
So if you're really going to listen to this song perfectly, take some time to find that perfect viewing spot to watch the Hanabi, sip a warm can of soda, and reminisce over all the summers that we've lived through. This is from the album Your Name, the 8th studio album by Radwimps, and also the soundtrack for the 2016 animated film of the same name.
The album debuted at number 1 on Japan Weekly Album Rankings, and it also charted on the US Billboard. The tracks were re-recorded in English in 2017.
Radwimps debuted independently in 2003 and later on major label Toshiba EMI in 2005. The band achieved commercial success in 2006 with their album Radwimps 4, Okazu no Gohan.
Your Name from 2016 became the highest grossing Japanese animated film worldwide, surpassing Spirited Away from 2001.
Have you seen both those movies?
Yes, I have.
And what's your which one do you choose?
I mean, Your Name is great, but you can't beat the classic Spirited
Away. It's
not
better than Spirited Away. I'm sorry.
And they're just on completely different levels. Like, I can't even tell you, like, I can't even compare it. It's so different.
No. Spirited Away is a film. Your Name is a movie. A really good movie, but it's just not Spirited Away.
That was definitely the best way to describe the comparison between the two. And just as popular as those movies, at number two is Aimyeon with her song Marigold from 2018.
Number two.
Thank you.
Marigold is Aimyeon's fifth single used in a Japanese commercial for Google Apps.
I feel like I've just been hearing nothing but this song for the last 2 years. And it was also featured in the summary advertising for Green Label, New Green Jukebox, Tabihen, along with an acoustic version of Aimyeon's song, Harunohi. Aimyeon was the first artist to perform acoustic versions of hit songs as part of the campaign, which also later included Sekai no Orai's Fukase, Radwimps Yojiro Noda, and Back Number's Iori Shimizu.
The song was number one on Japan streaming chart for 20 successive weeks.
The music video was filmed in Shanghai and directed by Tomokazu Yamada. Would you like to know a fun fact about marigolds?
Always.
They are flowers that bloom in full sun from the very beginning of summer until fall. It's pretty much the summer flower.
Right, yeah, exactly. And the best thing about them is that they help keep wasps away. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, really.
I'm so tempted to plant them already, but I'm gonna wait till next year so that I can start it from beginning of summer and keep them blooming until fall, like you
yes.
just said.
Bring on the bees, keep away the wasps.
Exactly.
Official stance of Japan Top 10. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And while it feels like it just begun, we are now at the end. At number one, it's Whiteberry with the song Natsu Matsuri from 2000.
Number one.
Yeah.
Whiteberry were a five-piece pop rock band from Kitami, Hokkaido, Japan.
They formed in 1994, making their national debut in 1999 with EP After School. After just 10 years together and a string of hits, the group disbanded in 2004.
Natsu Matsuri, or in English, Summer Festival, was a cover of Jitterin Jin. It was released as the music group's third single. I just like saying that name. Jitterin Jin! It was released as the music group's third single on August 9th, 2000 under Sony Music Records when all the members were still in high school.
It was later included in the band's first album, Kakohatsu, which was released on September 6th, 2000.
The song was their biggest hit and made the name Whiteberry synonymous with summer in Japan.
In the music video, the band performs in miniskirted yukatas.
Natsu Matsuri was the opening theme for the TV drama Fushiki na Hanashi, a four-episode drama set in Hokkaido, Tokyo, Nagano, and Okinawa, as well as the ending theme for the episode 12 of the anime ReLife.
Well, that is the end of our top 20 summer-based countdown, but Kirby is joined by Haru next week in a brand new top 10 episode for this month.
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Haley for doing the scripting for this episode and the audio editing by Tadamichi. So thank you so much for hanging out with me today, Anna.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
This was so fun. It was really nice to just like, even if we maybe can't go outside because of something going on in the world, we at least can hang out digitally and over a safe, respectful distance and talk about summer and reminisce about summer memories past and look forward to the future.
Because the end is near, guys. Just keep staying positive.
Gotta stay positive. My name's Eric.
And this is Anna.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Japan Top 10, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.